this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and the first movie is Red Riding Hood, starring Amanda Seyfried. And it's not your ordinary werewolf movie, because she's supposed to be married, but a werewolf attacks the village. Problem is, werewolves are people by day, so it could be anyone, even someone you love.
A wolf is someone in this village who wants you. Give it what it wants.
Won't be long now. You're gonna get what you deserve. What big eyes you have.
Okay, now this is directed by the woman who directed Twilight, so like that, there must be a love triangle. Yep, and it actually comes in handy when you're being hunted by a werewolf. You know, two guys defend your honor. And where there's a werewolf, there must be lots of action. Yep, again, and the werewolf, well, it must be horribly crazy scary, right? No, not at all. Now, from personal experience, I am quite familiar with bad hair days, but this werewolf is way beyond that. It just does not look right, which kind of ruins the whole, oh my god, we're gonna die effect. But on the positive side of things, you know that bright red hoodie cape that Amanda wears? Well, it might not be the best choice when you're trying to blend in and not get picked out by the big bad wolf, but it sure is cute. So I wouldn't be surprised if next season Macy's actually starts carrying hoodie capes. So in our movie night traffic light, Red Riding Hood is a yellow light. Now on to a movie with a whole lot more action, it's Battle Los Angeles, and without any warning, aliens invade Earth big time, which begins the biggest battle of all time to save humanity.
A small cluster of meteors is predicted to enter our atmosphere.
Scientists are scrambling to try and understand it.
Evacuations are now underway.
Two or three meteors just impacted. Oh my gosh.
It appears that there's something like shadowy figures.
I think I'm gonna head back now. Everyone needs to get out.
Okay, so instead of Battle Los Angeles, this really should have been called Battle CGI. I mean, it was CGI here, CGI there, CGI everywhere. But with all of that, it did end up looking pretty good on the big screen. But I guess the whole CGI thing, kinda necessary when you have an alien war movie. I mean, it's not like you can hold a casting call for creepy alien guys and expect the real things to show up. And like any war movie, this one has tons of action and about 5 minutes of heartfelt moments. So this one is really for you guys out there. You know, not super deep in the story department, but tons of serious booty kicking. This wasn't a good excuse to get the buddies together to do that, you know, lots of fist pumping thing or high fiving or whatever it is you guys do. So in our movie night traffic light, Battle Los Angeles is just enough to be a green light. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.